The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim. This is Daf Chof Tet, and we were holding on Daf Chof Chet Amud Beit in the middle of the Tikkun of the Tfilot, and we had spoken about why we were Metaken 18, whether perhaps it was connected the Askarot of Avula Hashem and Elim, or whether it was connected the Askarot and Kriyat Shema, or whether it was connected the vertebrae, the spine. And that's basically where we had gotten up to, which is on Omud Beit, and the question that we were had left with, five lines up, was where do we get off constantly talking about a Shmona Esrei, when every time that we look to count it, it's really Tisha Esrei. So why don't we call it the Tisha Esrei? Why don't we call it the Shmona Esrei? Asks the Gemara, you've been talking about this tikkun of 18 brachot, but there are 19 brachot. How many t'man Yisrael shansrei have? Omer Rabbi Levi, there is a different bracha that was metukenet much later in time, and that was the Birkat HaTzedukim, which they never had been metaken earlier by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. That was in Yavne, and that was because of all of the really difficult times that they were having politically, which had led really to the breakdown of the Beit HaMikdash and the Churban with the Tzedukim and the fighting between the various sects that they had in Klal Yisrael. It was outrageous. And therefore they made this bracha that we should get rid of these guys. And it was keneged mi tiknu. And it's all very nice to need this tikkun. But, I mean, how do you know that there's a makor to have a completely different bracha? Remember, it's not a simple thing to make a bracha that defines the nature of universal tefillah. So that we need it to have some makor. This is not a joke. We were looking around for 18 vertebrae and things like that. This is something that we look to, whether it's in nature or whether the way that the Torah defines it or David HaMelech defines it, but you can't just pop up. I mean, you could throw that in to Shomea Tefillah or something. Where do you see there's a makor to make an entirely new bracha? So, Omer Reb Levi, actually, we'd have to define it differently according to each of the shitot that we had yesterday. So according to Rabbi Hillel, Breder of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, who said that it was keneged, the 18 mentions of the Shem Hashem in Havula Hashem B'nei Elim, there is one additional mention that does not use the Shem Hashem, and that is El HaKavod Yir'im. Now the El is not the Shem Hashem, but it's talking about an element of God's behavior, which is very angry. I mean, that's thunderous, right? And that is keneged the minim, and that's a remez to an additional sub-bracha, so to speak, with the shame of Kel. And according to Rabbi Yosef, who said it was the 18 askarot in Kriyat Shema, perfect, because what is minut? They're either polytheists or atheists, whatever, and that's keneged the echad. The word echad in Kriyat Shema is essentially, for all intents and purposes, the mention of the Shem Hashem, which is Yudke Vavke, and it's a pure existence, which is the center of monotheism, and that's the echad that we use as Malchut on Rosh Hashanah. That itself is a remez to Birkat HaMinim. And according to Reb Tankum of Reb Yeshua ben Levi, who had learned that it was keneged the vertebrae, the 18 vertebrae do not include the chulia ketana shebishidra, which is basically part of the neck, usually, it's considered to be. And that exactly is what the minut is about. And therefore, it's metukan also, according to each, in their approach. Tanu Rabbanan. Shimon Apakuli, he's dear. Shmona se brachot, ifnei Rabban Gamliel, ala seder biyavna. Now, even though we had the nature of the nusach of the brachot clearly from before, but the particular order of the brachot is a different issue. And Shimon HaPakuli worked out in front of Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne with all of the chachomim there, and he said over the way that we have the organization of the 18 brachot, and of course the Gemara goes through this elsewhere, working out each part from the pasuk, why we start with bracha A, go to bracha B, and so on. Not the order, is the way the Shita learns. Well, Marlehem Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim, Kulum Yesh Adam, Is there anyone who can work out? Because this requires some... Remember that when we're talking about a bracha, we've got a serious problem. Tefillah is meant to be tefillah. Tefillah and bracha are completely different issues. Bracha is something that can only be done by an actual tikkun of the chachamim. You cannot make a bracha levatola. When it comes to tefillah, you could pray all day long. You say what comes to your lips. You say what you feel. There's no, with the shame of anything at all, there's no din of bracha. Bracha is something that needs to be defined as something that is seen, where the human being can actually be mevorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayachol. In other words, it's with the power of the ishtatfut in creation that I can bring additional kochot to bear in creation. I can draw from the original pool of creation. That's why bracha is brecha, according to the Sefer HaBahir here. In order to establish tefillah as bracha, it's got to be that someone was omed on the fact that this is a universal, fundamental keach in the Bria, which deserves a bracha that anyone could then say, even if they're not really part of it or not really feeling it. And that can't be done by just anybody. So, Imam Rabbi Gamliel said, is there anybody who can work this out? Amad Shmuel HaKatan v'tikna. The same Shmuel HaKatan, the next year, was given the honor of praying on the be the shots, and he gets to Birkat HaMinim and he forgets it. It's Rosh Hashanah, and he's sitting there scratching his head for 2 or 3 hours up there. I think, oh my God, what am I supposed to say? And Lo Ha'alu, they didn't throw him out. Now the question is, Amai Lo Ha'alu, why didn't they replace him? The Omer of Yeram Rav Tava Kol Brachot Kulan Ein Ma'alinoto. Somebody makes a mistake, fine, he corrects him, help him, whatever. But when it comes to Birkat HaTzedukim, and he doesn't say it, then you get rid of him. Because Cheshirin Shem Aminu, maybe the reason he doesn't want to say Lamar Shinim Milote Tikva is because he's talking about himself. Yeah, but come on. I mean, Shmuel HaKatan was the guy who made it up. And what is he's going to now become a mean? Iyu Tikna? So, big deal. People change, you know. Maybe he was Choser B'Sheila. B'Nechosh Dilma Hodave. Why don't we say that he had Karotah? Omer Abaye, well, you know, we have a Kabbalah. Something really good doesn't turn rotten. Tava lo havi bisha. What? Oh, boy, is that... What about the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Ubishuv tzadik mitzit katovi asa avel." So obviously a tzadik can become a Rosha. Nope. That's referring to a guy who initially was a Rosha, worked on himself and became a tzadik, and then he slipped. So that, yes, that can happen. Here, that's referring to a Rosh Mikaro. But someone who's a Tzadik Mikaro doesn't happen. What do you mean it doesn't happen? What's not? And what about the Mishnah in Avot, where it says, Al Tamin Batzvachad Yom Motchad, never trust yourself till you're dead. Shara Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shimesh Bekunah Gedolah Shmonim Shana. This is an incredible story, in which Yochanan Kohen Gadol, according to the Gros, the grandson of the Yochanan of Hanukkah, was Meshamish as the Kohen Gadol for 80 years, at the end of which Lebesov Nasa Tzeduki, he himself joined the other forces. Omer Abaye, wow, that's because you know who Yochanan is. Yochanan was actually Yanai, who had done tshuva. That Yanai had murdered all the Chachom, and the guy was horrible. So, okay, that answers the problem, because we said all along, I told you originally, Tavlo Avi Bisha, unless he started off bad. Rav Amar, come on, get your facts straight. Yanai Lechud, Yochanan Lechud, please. I mean, it could very well be that it's a Greek version of Yochanan, but it's not the same guy. Yanai was a Rosha Mikaro, Yochanan was a Tzadik Mikaro, and I don't see why it's difficult to believe that somebody who's a Tzadik turns into a Rosha. Okay, so but then Rava's got a problem. Say Nikola Baye. We understand why it is that nobody thought that they should throw Shmuel HaKatan out because they didn't doubt that he had become a min. But according to Rava, why not even consider that the guy like Shmuel would have turned back? Omalako Rava, I'll tell you. It's Tzadik Mikaro Nami Dimahadabe. It's certainly not what Shmuel would have, what Abaye was saying. Of course, even somebody that's Tzadik can turn around. Okay, but Yochanan Ailo Askua. So why then did they not throw him out? Because the case over there was he started the bracha. He said, Velam al Shinim, Velam Ainim, Lal Te Tikva, whatever Nusak it was. So he already was talking about the vicious reaction to Minut. I mean, if it was hesitation, then he wouldn't have started. That's the hard part there. So that's the idea, since he was obstacle. But that's the halacha. When do we say that in Birkat Aminim, we're misalik the Shliach Tzibur, who seems to be having problems saying it? That's Loshon HaRashi, Tchilba, Aval, Tchilba, Gomra. If he starts, then we let him finish. Now, you've explained to me where we get the 18 brachot. You've explained to me where we get the 19 brachot. But where do we get the right to be metakena tefillah with 7 brachot? Hani sheva. Where do we get the idea of sheva? How do you have a right to be metakena tefillah of sheva, can I get me? Omer v'chalafta ben Shaul, can I get shiv'a kolot, shamar David alamayim. There were, and that's Kol Hashem alamayim. That's a reference to the mayim, where it was the Shechina was, as it's defined in Bereshit, that we have the Ruach Elokim Rachevet al Pnei HaMayim. So that's talking about Shabbos itself, and indeed there were 7 kolot, and those kolot, each one is a bracha. What about the 9 brachot of Rosh Hashanah, where we have also the separate brachot of the Zichronot, and where we include it, and we have the Shofarot, and so on, so keneged me, Om Rav Yitzchak demin Tikar Tignin, that is keneged Tish'a Askarot, She'amra Chana B'tvilata, and the famous, the tefillah of Chana mentions the Shem Hashem 9 times. And since over there in that tefillah we find actual references, really, Hashem Meir to Mechayeh, and so on, that means that it's a very fundamental tefillah that is dealing with Rosh Hashanah for a simple reason. Yom Amar, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkida Sararach V'Chana. The response to Chana was essentially a response on Rosh Hashanah. And all that's left now is the tefillah that we are not know, which is the 24 tefillah, the brachot, that are said on a real Tamid Tzibur. Where would they get that from? Omer Kalb, if you take a look, Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beit HaMikdash, Yom HaChinuch, said 24 separate renanot, Shama Shlomo, B'sha'a Shechnis Haron LeBeit Kodesh HaKodeshim. So what happened over there was, they were coming to be Mechanech, the Beit HaMikdash, and the big moment, of course, was the activation, so to speak. You bring in the Aron HaBrit into Kodesh HaKodeshim, and now everything is going to start working. The problem was they couldn't get the disc in because the doors wouldn't open. And that was a terrible sorrow. And it turned out that Shlomo HaMelech in the end had to be masked. This was a dovin. But it was there that he had been attacking these 24 in the note. As the Gemara, but if this is his definition of the Beit HaMikdash as a Beit Tefillah, he calls it a Beit Tefillah there, that everyone should be able to come and to pray from all over the world, why don't we say this in every Tefillah? We already saw that the Tefillot are part of the Mo'adayah de Yerushalayim, the way that the Targum put it. So why don't we say Kol Yom Anami Nimrinu? Because Emet Aminu Shlomo. Shlomo himself said it on the Yom HaRachmi on a day that he was in Tzoras. This was a disaster. He had just spent all half the national resources on building the Beit HaMikdash. And the Shekhinah is rejecting him. Everything now is standing on the edge. So it was a Yom HaRachmi. Therefore, we're miyachid this special 24 brachot tefillah to a day of Ta'anit Zibur, which is Yom HaRachmi, and have it so. Rabbi Yoshua says, you don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei, you can say Me'in Shemoneh Esrei, which means what? My Me'in Shemoneh Esrei. So Rav Amar, Me'in Kol Bracha U Bracha. You say each bracha with the opening of the bracha and the closing of the bracha. This is according to Rabbi Yonah. According to others, you say the closing of the bracha with the sentence before it. And Shmuel says, no, this is a special Me'in Shemoneh Esrei. It's a special bracha called Avinenu, in which we made a nusach of a bracha that includes all of the middle 12 brachot together. And look very carefully, and you'll see how a word or two incorporates the entire idea. So, Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu Lada'at Drachecha, obviously, Konein Adat, Umol et Levavenu Liratcha, which is Teshuvah, V'tislach Lanu, which is Slicha, Liot Gu'ulim, which is Gu'ula, Rechakenu Mimechovenu, which is Refuah, Dashneinu Benaot Artzecha, which is the Barech, Hashana, Nefutzatenu Mi'arbati Kabetz, Hato'im Adatcha Yishapetu, which is Geneged Birkat Aminim, V'ala Rishayim Tanif Yadecha, Yismechu Tzadikim, that's La Tzadikim, Bibinyan Ircha, Yerushalayim, ובתיקוני חלך, בצמיחת קרן הדוד עבדך, ויסיד את כנגד צמיחה של דוד, ובעריכת נר לבן ישי משיכך, and then שומע תפילה, תרם נקרא, אתה תענה, ברוך אתה השם, שומע תפילה. And Abai got in one of his famous curses on this. Layat ala Abai amand matzli avinenu. Abai did not like the idea of the losers that would take the shortcut of avinenu. Amr not when Amashua will look anyway. Kol ha-shanakulah you could be mitpalel avinenu, but not on Matzai Shabbat and not on Matzai Yom Tov. Because how are you going to say Havdalah if you don't have the brook of Chonin Adad to say Havdalah with? Matkiv la Rabba Bashmu, what's the problem? Say Avinenu and add it as a separate brook. So you can add this as the fourth bracha. Because anyway, Milo Tznan doesn't Rabbi Akiva say, you always do that. You say Birkat Kedushat Hashem. And then before you say Chonin Adad, you make this the fourth bracha. You could, I understand we don't usually do it that way, but where you got to say Avinenu, so follow Rabbi Akiva. What's so bad about that? Rabbi Eliezer says, you include Avinenu in Hoda'ah. This is why, look, you can't just because you don't have a convenient place, you don't make another bracha. Why is it that we don't do like Rabbi Akiva? Why do we paskin like that? Oh, to kol ha-shanak kula. Mi adinak Rabbi Akiva? Ta'ashtanami naved. Do you think that there's not a reason why we don't do like Rabbi Akiva? We should just casually and cavalierly decide that now would be a good idea. The reason we never do it, kol ha-shanak kula my tarmel adinak Rabbi Akiva, because the takana is tmani isrei tikun. Shasrei lo tikun. There never was a takana of 19 brachot. Well, I got news for you. There was never a takana of 8 brachot. Sheva tikun. Tmani lo tikun. Matkif lomar zishra. I don't understand. What are we sitting around here babbling about? The real problem is, if you're saying avineinu, why is that any different than saying chonein adat? Aren't you inserting into the brook of Chonin Adat, Atachon Antanu. So why don't you insert into Avinenu the same idea? So Nichlo Bichlal Avinenu. All you need to say is the Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu Hamav Yobei Kodesh Lechol, etc., etc. Gosh, that's a problem. Omre Bibi Barabaya, Kol HaShana Kula, is another issue over here, and that is, maybe all year long you could say Avinenu, but not in the winter. So it's getting a little bit, now we got to take off 6 months of winter, and then we got to take off every Mitzvah Shabbat, and every Mitzvah Yom Tov. Not as simple as it looks. Why is that? Because you need to say She'elah B'Birkat HaShanim, and there's no Takana of She'elah, of Gishamim. So, Matki Flamar Zutra, why don't you just stick it in? I don't understand. You're saying, Dashninu Benot Artzecha. Anyway, Kineket Birkat Hashanim, right? So add the words, V'tein Talu Matar. No, because you're going to get confused. So why didn't you say that before? When I said, what are you going to do about Havdalah? Why can't you include in Chonin Adat? I said, you said, oh, I don't know. That's a problem. You should have said the same thing. You've got a standard answer. Well, we don't want you to get confused. So you say that they're not miyati latruli. Well, no, they're not going to get confused because you're starting. You don't get confused at starting because kiven da'atya b'tchilat saluta lo matri. But in the middle of Avinenu, it's not a clear-cut nusach of a bracha. By the way, it's because of this that many of the nuschaot, not nusach Ashkenaz or the standard nusach Sfar, but many of the nuschaot have a completely different bracha for Birkat HaShanim between summertime and wintertime. I'm just throwing extra words. You're throwing extra words, and what's the best problem over here? Why is it not the latrude? So there, where it's the beginning, lo matri, but also kiven da'atya be'emtza tzluta matri. Over there it is, matri you in the middle, because you got to concentrate on where you're supposed to say this. Matri lo Rav Ashi. Why not say it right at the end? Why not say it in Shomea Tefillah? And don't tell me you can't say an additional Tein Talum Matar in Shomea Tefillah, because you can do that all the time. Yom Rav Tanchum Amar Rav Asi. Look, if you forgot to say the Gevurot Kishamim Tziyat HaMeitim, then Machzirin Oto. But if you forgot to say the Tein Talum Matar in Birkat HaShanim, then Ein Machzirin Oto, because you could always throw it in to Shomea Tefillah. And if you forgot to say Havdalah B'Chonin Hada'at, it's also not such a problem, because anyway you're going to make Havdalah on the coast, right? Shomei Pnei Shiyokol Omer on the coast. So why not just put it right before Shomei Tefillah? Says, well, what's the comparison? That's talking about a guy who made a mistake. It says Ta'ah. You're talking about setting it up to be that way, lechatchila. We don't set things up to be the bidyavad. Gufa, omer tan kom omer basi. Let's see this for a moment. Ta'avalo is kivrot kishamim b'tchiyat ha-meitim. Then you got to start over again. But if you forget to say b'tein talam ha-tar b'brikat ha-shanim, im ha-chirin ha-tov v'nech shiyokal omer b'shomei ha-tfilah, and havdala b'chonin ha-dat is not a problem to k'vachzirin ha-tov, because you can always say it on havdala when he makes it ala kotz. Problem is, the Braita shows the Reb Tanchum is wrong. The Braita says, Ta'av alo yizkir gvurot kishamim b'tiyat ha-meitim, marzirin ato, she'ela b'birkat ha-shanim, oh, marzirin ato. The part about Avdala b'chonin ha-dat, yes, ain't marzirin ato, b'nei she'chol omer ha-lakos. How do you explain it? I explain it, very simple. No kasha. One is talking about a guy who is praying in private, and the other is talking about a guy who is praying with a minion. So since he's praying with a minion, he's going to anyway be able to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. So just pay attention when the Shliach Tzibur says, and you say, Amen, that's where you're going to be Yotze. The Tzibur might say, hello, excuse me? Why don't you have to review it at Tzibur? Because he's going to hear it in the Shliach from the Shliach Tzibur. That's how Reb Tanchum said. Reb Tanchum said because he can say it in Shomei HaTfilah. So what are you trying to tell me? This is consistent with Reb Tanchum. It's mipnei sheyachol lishmoa b'shomei HaTfilah is what he said. He should have said mipnei sheshomea mitshiyach tzibur miboyle. Ela irevide biyachon. Take that back. We're talking about the same thing. Forget about listening to Shliach Tzibur. There is no Shliach Tzibur. What is the difference between Rabbi Tankrum's case and this case? Very simple. At what point did you remember? So if you remember that you forgot to say V'tein Talam Atar before Shomei HaTfilah, then fine. Then Rabbi Tankrum says, okay, stick it into Shomei HaTfilah. But if you remember too late to stick it back in Shomei HaTfilah, you're matkil afterwards, but to Shomei HaTfilah, then that's what it says. Magzirinoto. What about Rosh Chodesh? Forgot to say Yala v'Yavo. Go back to Avodah. Let's say. How about if Niskar b'Hoda'a? You remembered when you already started Modim? No. Back you go. Chozer l'Avodah. How about if you remembered Sim Shalom? You still go back to Ritzeh. But if you already completed your Tefillah entirely, then you go back to the beginning of the Tefillah. Omer of Papa, brother of Acha Barada, when we say that when a person completes his tefillah, he does not have an option of going back to Ritzeh, and yes, because of LaRosh, that's only if he not only completed his tefillah, but he's already moved away from his place, and he was Oker Raglav. But if he's still standing in front of the Shechina, Lo Akar Raglav, he could still go back to Ritzeh. Oh, Malay, that's a big Kiddush Minalacha, where'd you get that from? Oh, Malay, well, I heard it from Abba Mori, and he heard it from Rav. Let's get into that a little bit. When we say that if Akarak Lav, Chozer LaRosh, that is not even definitive either. That's only in a case where he's Eino Ragil Omar Tachanunim Akar Tefilato. If you generally do not add something after the closing of the tefillah, okay, so then it's basically Misayim Tefilato. But if you're going to continue to say like Elohai, Mitzor, Lasharia, and so on, after your Tefillah, as long as you're doing that, you can also go back to Ritzeh. Others say that he said it in the opposite direction. Omer Nachman by Yitzchak, when we say that as long as you haven't backed up away from the Shechina, that you can go back to Avodah, that's only where your norm is to continue talking. So you're going to say Elohai, Mitzor, Lasharia, Meiran, and so on. So over there, you haven't stopped your tefillah. But if you basically are complete, and Inu Ragil Omar Tachanunim Akar Tefilato, that is the equivalent of Akar Raglav, you can no longer go back to Ritzeh and Chozer LaRosh, which is how we paskin. Reb Eliezer Omer, Haoseh Tefilato Keva, at last I heard, I don't know, Mom and Dad always said, Keva is the best thing, get a seder for yourself. Do things at the same time, at the right. I mean, we had before Avram Avinu was Kovei Amokram Letfilato. Sounds like a good thing. So what's Rabbi Eliezer complaining about? Somebody who makes his tefillah keva. It's not Tachanunim. What does that mean? My keva. What type of keva? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Aridi Omer Rabbi Oshaya. It means it's part of your schedule, your unavoidable schedule. And you need to be Yotzei your davening. That's the point. So his tefillah in his eyes is oy vavoy, time for mincha. So his dom alav kemasui has to be scheduled from today. So that's something that he feels that he wants to do. Rabbanan amrei, It's a matter of tonality. It's kol mishenu omra b'lashon tachanunim. Yet you're not saying it like you feel it. Rabbi Rav Yosef Darmon Tarvayu, keva means with the standard version. You go by the book. If you can't add anything, and you're just looking at your Siddur and reading your Siddur, so it's kavua, this is the Nusach of the Tefillah. Om Rebbe Zer, well, I'll tell you something. I could be Machadish all through the Shemana Esrei. Man, I'm afraid if I start, I'll completely forget where I'm at. Then I'll come back and say, where was I holding? So that's why I don't do it. But Mistafin, I'm worried. I may forget where I was holding in the normal Nusach. It means keva, you have a particular hour on your watch. And that's a problem. Because if you pray every morning at 6:15, or you pray every afternoon at 5, then obviously as the days change, you're going to be way beyond Dim Dumei Chama. You're supposed to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the red of the sun. It means as the sun is coming up, as the sun is going down. And that's a beautiful time. It starts the day, it ends the day. That's when you should be praying. If you're looking at your watch, then, you know, like they say, the watch that has stopped working is right twice a day. Same thing happens for the scheduled tefillah is right twice a year. But what about the rest of the time? The Amr Pia Barav Amr Rav Yochanan, mitzvah litpalel im dumdumei chama, the sun should be beautifully sunsetting or sunrising. That's when you pray. The Amr Reb Zera, where do we see it in the Pasuk, as we saw before, Maikra, Yira Uchaim Shemesh, Lifnei Areach Tor Dorim. Actually, in Eretz Yisrael, they would curse out guys that waited to the last possible minute, Laira Laba Maharova, Amanda Matzlim Dindu Mechama, because my time, what if you get a phone call? You're not going to take your phone call. Obviously, you'll take your phone call. But then your tefillah will be too late. So, Dilma Mitrofele Shata. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a halach b'makom sakana. So far, we've had the question of the full Shemona Esrei, shortened Shemona Esrei, but how about where you're in a makom sakana and cannot afford a long nusach? Over there, you say a tefillah k'tzara, and it gives this weird tefillah, b'chol parashat ha'ibur, yuko tzorcheim. What is a parashat ha'ibur anyway? Omer Christo, Omer Mar Ukva. Believe it or not, Parashat Ibur means any way that you want to spell out Ibur, spell it out. Which is the funniest kind of tefillah. So in other words, okay, Ibur, what does that mean? Ibur means pregnancy. Ibur means the times of the moons. Ibur means anger, Evra. Ibur means Avera. Whatever it means, God, do me a favor, handle all those meanings, will you please?
I like that.
So, Afilu bisha'a sha'ata mitmalei aleihem evra ki isha ubra. So you are so full of anger, like a pregnant woman. So there are those who taina that this is a reference to the chevle leida of geula, which is compared to a woman aniyash rivala olit. Somebody took it. That's doma to birth. And the ikvet at the Mashiach, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is already mitmalei aleihem evra. For thousands of years, these jerks are doing the same stupid things. So, even so, and then of course, what is that ubra all about? The womb, which is rechem, which is rachamim. So it's all about, basically, it's remuzim to the ongoing process of coming to tikkun. Niyu kol tzorcheihem lefanecha. Or others say that what Rav Chista Kodamarukva is saying was another play on words. Afilu b'sha'ash heim overim, meaning ubra lashon avera. So everybody's doing averot and divrei Torah. Forget about it. Nonetheless, you kol tzorcheihem lefanecha. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, that's level 3. We can get to level 4. Level 4 is where it's not just a makom sakana, it's Harlem. So you're being mahalik b'makom gedudei chayav listim. I mean, you don't have more than a minute. What a minute? A second to daven. How long can you possibly pray? So then you say the ultimate tefillah k'tzara. And what is the ultimate tefillah k'tzara? The Lord's Prayer. Says Rabbi Eliezer, you say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, you know. Asei ritzoncha b'shamayim mimal, v'tein nachat ruach v'reyecha mitachat, v'atov v'inecha, asei bruch atah Hashem shamei tefillah. That should be enough to get you through a Harlem street.
With the first three brachas and the last
one. No. This is it. Yeah, you're not Yotzei, though. You say this, but it doesn't mean you don't have to make it up. Rabbi Yoshua Omer,
Shema Shavat Amcha Yisrael Vaseh Mehira Bakashatam. We don't have time to argue about this, God. There's a gang coming down the street. Let's just take care of it now. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei HaTefilah. Rebbe Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, well, forget about a Shava. How about screams? Shema Tzakat Amcha Yisrael Vaseh Mehira Bakashatam. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei HaTefilah. Acherim Omrim. No, that's too long. And anyway, it's too well defined. Basically, you gotta fess up. Ribbono shel Olam, we got a lot of things on our mind. We don't have much time or brains to spell it out to you. So Tzorchei Am Yisrael Merubim, Da'atam Ktzara, why don't you handle it? Yiratzon L'fanach Hashem L'keinu, Tzititein L'kol Echad V'Echad K'dei Parnasato, L'chol G'viyah U'Gviyah Dei Machzora, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei HaTfilah. Thank you. Om Ravuna. Halacha Ka'achirim. Actually, that's how we pass, because that's the super short to be like Ktzara. We shouldn't say this for riches. English. Usually. Eliyahu's very pithy advice, Rabbi Yehuda, his brother of Salah Hasida, is listen here. Let me tell you something. You won't get angry, you're not going to sin. You won't get drunk, you're not going to sin. Those are the two things. No anger, no drinking. One other thing. Before going out on the road, speak it over with God first, you know? What is that referring to? Says going, that is yet a new tefillah that we didn't discuss before. Om Rav Yaakov, Om Rav Chista, that is a reference to tefillat ha-derech. And Om Rav Yaakov, Om Rav Chista, yotzi la-derech, tzorich litpalel tefillat ha-derech. What is that tefillat ha-derech? Yiratzon lufanach Hashem Elokai, shetolicheni l'shalom, v'tatzideni l'shalom, tespecheni l'shalom, v'tatzideni mikaf kol oyev, v'orev ba-derech, v'tishlach bracha b'maase yadai, v'tatzideni l'cheni l'chesed l'rachamim, v'inech v'inech v'ro'ai, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefilam. Hani Tvani Sri Chasriyav, in Omer of Levi, Birkata Tzatukim, Beyavna Tiknua. Keneged me, Tiknum Reb Levi, the Revival of Rebbe Roshimu Baranachmani, Keneged Eelak Avodir Im. And according to Rav Yosef, Keneged Echad should be Gratchev. According to Rav Tanchum, Rav Yishuv and Levi, who was Keneged the Chuyot, it's Keneged the Chuyot Ketan and Shepeshidra. Tener Rabban and Shimon Apakuli is the Yishman Asher Brachot, if the Rav Gamliel HaSeder B'yavne. Amalam Rav Gamliel HaChachomim, Klum Yesh Adam Shereel Atakin Berkat HaTzidukim, Amad Shmela Katan V'tikna, L'shana Acheret Shachcha, Yishkif Po 2-3 Shahot, and they let him sit there. V'lo He'elu, Amai Lo He'elu, Amar Rav Yira Amar Rav, but but a tzaddik mikaro doesn't turn bad for low. But on al tamin ba'atzvachar yomotcha shara Yochanan kohen gadol shimesh b'guna gadolah shvanim shana ula b'sof da'asa tzaduki. Omar Abai, that's because who Yanai is a big Russia. Who Yochanan? Rav Amar, please. Yanai lechud, Yochanan lechud. Yanai was a Russia mikaro. Yochanan was a tzaddik mikaro. And nonetheless, you can turn bad. So any chalabai? But according to Rav Akasha, look at Tzadik Mikaro Nani. Dilma Hodabe. Yachya Milo Askua Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan Amaitza was the Akhilba. Don't review it on Rabbi. Then review Shub and Levi. Lo Shana Lo Shoi Tchilba. Lo Tchilba. We wait for him to be Gomra, just like any other bracha. Hani Sheva de Shabbat, can I get me? Omer of Kalafta ben Shaul, can I get Shiva Kolot Shabbat David Alamai? And the Tesha of Rosh Hashanah, can I get me? Omer of Yitzchum and Kartignin, can I get Tisha as Karot Shamra Hana Betfilata? The Omer Amar of Rosh Hashanah, Nif Gida, Sarah, Rachel, Vechana, and Hani Esrim Yarba, the Tanita, can I get me? Omer of Chalvo, can I get Esrim Varbar and Adot, Shamar Shalomo, Shashikhi, Saron, Bet Kodesh, Kodeshrim, Yachi, why not say it called human? Because Amat Amrina Shlomo Biumadarachmi, Ananami Biumadarachmi Amrulanatan eat. Rav Yishomer Mein Shvonesri, what is that? Rav Amar Mein Kol Bracha O Bracha, Shmuel Amar, no, it's the Avinenu Hashem Lokenu, Ladat Rachecha, Umolat Olavinu Liratcha, Vetislach Lanu Liyot Geulim, Urchakenu Mimachovenu, Vedashneinu Bedal Tarzecha, Nefutzotenu Miarbet Tikabetz, Hatoim Adat Chayishapetu, Alar Shein Tarif Yadecha. Yisru tzadikim bevinyan irecha, betikun ekalecha, betzvichat kerna David abdecha, arichatel venishem ichik beshichecha, terem nikrat atane, bruchat Hashem, shomea tefila. Layet ale abaye, amad matzvei avinenu. Omer nachon amishvul kol hashana kula, vitpalel adam avinenu. Chutz from vatzei shabbat, vatzei yomim tovim, dechzorech lo amarav lelabach aninadah. Matke for Rabba Bar Shmuel, so Neymar Bracha Revi'it b'fnei Atzma. Milot Zan Rabbi Akiva Omer Omra Bracha Revi'it b'fnei Atzma, and Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bahoda'a Nu. To call a shana kula, me avdin krabi akiva, that's time and ave. Call a shana kula, my time and avdin krabi akiva, because you can't add a bracha. There was tamani straight tokun, shasir lo tokun, sakinami sheva tokun, tamani lo tokun. Mat kifla marzucha, why not be nikla mechlal? Have you neno a shem lo tina mavdom in karashacho? Gosh. Omer Rabbi Barabaya Kol Hashana Kula Mitpalel Adam Avinenu Chutz Bilde Gishamim Deshetzorech Lomar Sheila Bebirkat Hashanim Mat Kiflo Marzut Esau Nichla Nichla. Just say that Shneinu Benot Arzecha Betein Talo Matar. Nah, you can get confused. See, okay, Avdala Bekonina, that you should have told me. The reason you can't be curled is not Yatilat, really. Why did you say Kasha? And not because, how to give the Ati of Tchilat Siluta, lo Matrib, give the Ati of Emsa Siluta, Matrib, Matke Floravashi, if that's the case, wait until the end and throw it in right before Shomiyat Vila. After all, Rabbi Tanchom and Ravazi says, Tov, lo Yiske Grota Shomim, Bitriat Ameti, Marzirinoto, Sheila Bebirkata Shomim, that's shining. בתחיית המתים מחזרינתו, שאלה בברכת השנים מחזרינתו, הבדלה בכלין הדעת, אין מחזרינות שיכול לומר על הכוס, לא קשה, אבל יקרה בציבור, no. Because בציבור, why would it be different? Because he can hear it from the שליח ציבור. So יקי, why did Rav Tapkus say שיכול לומר בשומע תפילה? Why did he say straight out, ששומע מתחיל בשליח ציבור מפעילה? Therefore, there's got to be another explanation. Ida vida biyachid. Lo kasha da akir kodim shomea tefila, vod akir patar shomea tefila. Omretan komar vasi, omrevishom en levi tabalo iskir shorosh chodesh. Be avoda, chozer la avoda. Niskar bahoda, back to ritzay. Besim shalom, back to ritzay. Im siyem, back to the beginning. Omre papa, brother of Akko Baraba, Barada. Odi amrinan siyem, chozer la rosh. That's only if akara glab. Avaloa. You could still be back to Ritzit. Omalemi Nolacha, Omalemi Abba Mori Shmili, and Abba Mori heard it from Rab. Omra Nachum Bar Yitzchak Hadi Amor Nakaragav Chozel Rosh Lo Amra Lasheino Ragil Omar Tachanunim Achar Tefilato Avo Ragil Omar Tachanunim Achar Tefilato Chozer La Avoda Igri Amor Omra Nachum Bar Yitzchak Hadi Amor Ki Lo Akaragav Chozer La Avoda That's Daf Kish Ragil Omar Tachanunim Achar Tefilato Avo Eino Ragil Omar Tachanunim Achar Tefilato Chozel Rosh Rebbe Yezra Omar Tefilato Keva That's bad Ain't Tefilato What's Keva been in a bad way? Omer of Yaakov Aridi, Omer of Arshaya, Koshit Filato, Domel of Kamasui, Rabban and Amri Komishen, Omer of Lashon Takanunim, Rabban of Yosef, Omer of Yosef, Yochel Kadesh Padavar, Omer of Yzera, Anaya Chiona Kadesh Padmilta, but a Mistafina Dimamat Ridna, Abaya Barabin, Rabchanina Barabin Amr Tabayu, it means someone who davens by the clock. And his name is Palelim Dimnuve Chama, Yom Rabkia Barabin. Rabbi Yochanan, mitzvah leitpalel im dimdume chama. Yom Rabbi Zer, Maikra Yeruchim Shemesh, Lifnei Yareach Dor Dorim. Light Allah b'marom aman amatzim dimdume chama. My time at Yom mitzvah shata. Rabbi Yeshua me'an l'gum akum zakana mitpalel tefillah k'tzara. Bechol parashata ibur. What does that mean? It plays on the word ibur, okay? Afil b'sha shatavik malayim evra ki isha ubra yukot zorcheyem lefanecha ikram Rav Kista Ramaruka afil b'sha shahim ovrim al divrei Torah yukot zorcheyem lefanecha tan rabban amalek malkum didei chayev listim mitpalel tfila super k'tzara ve'ezri tfila k'tzara Rav Eliezer ma'aser tzomcha b'shamayim imal tein nachat ruach v'reecha מתחת, הטוב בעיניך עשה, ברוך אתה השם שומע תפילה, רב יהושע אומר שמע שבת עמך ישראל ועשה מהרה בקשתם ברוך אתה השם שומע תפילה רב אלעזר ורבי צדוק אומר שמע צעקת עמך ישראל עשה מהרה בקשתם ברוך אתה השם שומע תפילה אחרים אומרים צורכי עמך ישראל מרובים ודעתם קצרה ירצו בבנך השם לכן שתן כל אחד ביחד כדי פרנסתו ולכל גביה וגביה די מחסורה ברוך אתה השם שומע תפילה אומר רבי נלוך כך ערים אומר לי אלו יאולו רבי יהודה אחוד רוצה לך צידה לא תרתח ולא תחתה לא תרבי ולא תחתה וכשאתה יוצא לדרך ימלך בקונך וצא מה ימלך בקונך וצא אומר יעקב רבי חיסטה זו תפילת הדרך ויום רבי יצחק יום רבי יעקב רבי חיסטה כל היוצא לדרך צריך להתפלל תפילת הדרך מה תפילת הדרך יועצו מפנך השם אלוקאי שתוליכני לשלום תצידני לשלום תשמחני לשלום תצילני מכף כל אויב ועורב בדרך ותשלח ברכה במעשה ידי תתני לכן חסר רחמים בעיניך ובעיני כל רואי ברוך אתה השם שומע תפילה
Kicker is that is that Chof Tess. We were holding the Chof Tess on the base at the Mishnah. And today, Rav Yaakov will have to be the one to give us the. he's been practicing all night.
Was it fun?
Rav Gamliel Leimer, Bechol Yom V'Yom Mispal Avodim Shvanasre, Rav Yeshua Mer Me'in Shvanasre. We saw earlier already the machlokes between Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua as to whether the Chiyav is always to say the full 18 brachas, or whether it's possible to say Havineinu as one single bracha, includes all the brachos and Suryo instead. And here's, we finally got to the Mishnah where that machlokes is from. Rav Akiva Omer, Rav Akiva says basically it's a function of your abilities. Im shigurat tefilat obetiv, if it's a person who can daven easily and his tongue flows with the lashon of the tefila and he feels comfortable in his tefila, you should say Shemon Esrei. Mean what mean Shemon Esrei? Rabbi Eliezer Omero said tefilato kiva, in tefilato tachanunim. Now it's not masber what is meant. The Gemara will have a number of different shitas. What the meaning of kiva? More, it's like predefined, you know, predetermined, or something that's a always in its place, then that's not called tachanunim. So in other words, even though it may be yotzei the yikar chiyuv of tefillah, the tachanunim that it should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should respond to his bakasha, that not. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, haoleth b'makom sakana, mitpalel tefillah k'tzara. If somebody's going in a place where it's dangerous, then he should skip even Avineinu and should say a very short tefillah, which goes, Hosha Hashem et Amachat Sherit Yisrael, Bechol Parashat Ha'ibur, Yiyu Tzorcheihem Lefanecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should save Am Yisrael on all of the various intersections, is what it's used to be saying. I mean, it's strange kind of Parashat Ha'ibur, the Gemara is going to explain, it's actually a play on words, so we're going to talk about it later. And may their needs be before you. Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomea tefillah, and that's the end of the tefillah. Yerocheva lachamor, somebody who is driving, yered ve'yitpalel, he should get out off of the chamor when he davens. Eno yachol yered, if he's unable, if he's with the caravan is continuing without him, or perhaps he doesn't have anybody to take care of the chamor, his alarm system isn't working. So then yachzir et panav, all that he should do is he should turn his face towards Yerushalayim. We may know Yachol Achzir et Panav, assuming there are other vehicles on the road and he's going 80 miles an hour, probably wouldn't be a good idea while he's driving to face Yerushalayim under those circumstances, although that would explain why people drive the way they do here. So in that case, Yechavenet libo keneged Beit Kodeshei HaKodeshim, then he should have his consciousness focused on the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And here it doesn't say Yerushalayim, because once already it's a matter of mind, your mind can go anywhere. But where you are, to focus specifically, I mean, you would need a pretty good GPS system and have, you know, everything triangulated to specifically have your direction at that point facing directly to the Kodesh HaKodesh. Hayama Halech B'Svina. Now, if he's on some type of vehicle in which the vehicle is constantly turning because of the currents, or Ba'astor, he's on a raft, the Rashi learns about an astana, actually mean he's tied to a wall in a dungeon, you know, just in case that. He's not able to really, he's in cuffs, you know. But in any event, he can't, in a case where he cannot turn his face in a way that's kavua towards Yerushalayim, then yechavenet libo keneged Beit Kodeshei HaKodeshim, his heart should be mekuvan in a particular place. So a person could be in a place where his heart is, even though he doesn't face it. Hani yud chet brachot keneged min. We have specifically, we even call our tefillah v'shmona esrei as if there's something special about the 18. What is so special about that? We certainly wouldn't have made a takana. There's many, many ways to, same thing we did basically for the Seder HaMishnah. There's many, many ways to parse reality. We have to have it in the six Sedarim. So we have our Pasuk that tells us six Sedarim. There's many ways to parse one's Tzrachim as well. And it looks to us like there's elements there that sort of be fundamentally interrelated. You know, Gula, Kibbutz Goli has been in Yerushalayim, it's Tzemach David. I mean, we even use mixed words or something. So there's got to be a marker for this particular way of cutting things up. Omer Avilo, Bered Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Keneged Yudchet Askarot, Shavar David Bavula Sheben Eli. That particular Tehillah, Bavula Sheben Eli, is a very fundamental one, which the Gemara darshans elsewhere, that it is actually Merames to various elements of tefillah. In Rosh Hashanah, it goes through the different kolos in the beginning of Ulashem b'nei Elim, is connected to Avot, who were called Elim, Ulashem kavod va'od, is connected to Gorot Kishamim, and so on. So, because of that, we viewed that tefillah as a way to gain an insight into how to construct tefillah. When we say tefillah, by the way, of course, we mean not what people loosely refer to as tefillah. They'll include Birchot HaShachar, Psuket HaZimra, all as part of tefillah. It's not really tefillah. That's shirim, tishbachot, smirot, and so on. All of which are preparations for tefillah, or coming down off of tefillah, or shevach la'ashem. Tefillah means particularly not merely bakasha, which is rather astounding, but bracha. Bakasha derech bracha. So it's a very specific type of interrelationship in which a person is being mevorech kivayachol the various kochot and anhagos of the shamayim connected to the thing that he sees as being fundamental to the meaning of the world. So for that, we look at the askarot, the different times in which David HaMelech is maskeh v'shem Hashem, and davke v'shem Hashem ma'amish. And there's 18 that are mentioned in the Havul Hashem and Eilim. Rabbi Yosef Omer connected yutchet askarot shebi kriyat shema. The Shem Hashem is mentioned 18 times in kriyat shema. And Reb Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, says, "Keneged Shmonei Esrei Chuliyot Shebashidra," that the lifeline of a human being, essentially the interconnection of his body to his brain, goes through 18 vertebrae that are in the spine. Obviously, there's the vertebrae of the neck, and then there's the vertebrae that are after the splitting of the, you know, what we call the tailbone. But the Gemara sees those 18 specifically, the ones that are shidra, as the essence of the connection that we would have between mind and world. So we connected those to the 18 brachot. Yom Reb Tanchum, Amar Reb Yehoshua ben Levi, Hamitpal, by the way, even though the modern breakup is to take the stake 7 vertebrae for the neck and the 19 for the spine, I mean, the Gemara clearly holds that the upper vertebrae is viewed as part of the, and that's really Nogeda Segin Chulun, Lagabi the Chiti, and so on. At what point we consider the break to end? So anyway, continues the Sugya. Omer Reb Tanchum, Omer Reb Yehoshua ben Levi, Amit Palel, because this, we really discussed this Sugya earlier, but because of its relationship here to the question of the vertebrae, it says Reb Tanchum, the baby Reb Yehoshua ben Levi, Amit Palel Tzarek Sheyichra, Hashit Pakaku Kol Chul Yotche Bashidra. When the person is bowing at Shmona Esrei, then all of his vertebrae should be visible outside, or they should be sticking out along his back. Ulamar, Akadeshi Yirae, Isar Keneged Libo. A person bends all the way down, where Rashi learns, he creates a fold of skin across his chest, in which the area of the fold between the two bends in the skin is the size of an iser. Others learn that it's referring to looking at an iser, which is directly beneath you. So when you bend all the way over, you'd be able to see that iser. Same kind of idea. Some learn, I have no idea how they understand this, is Keneged Libo, but it means that in bending over like that, you push so much fat around your navel that you have the size of an iser, in which the area of the navel goes in. No. Anyway, Rashi's Pshatrin. We have Rabbi Chanina Omer, Ekivan Shinana Rosho, Shuvinat Zarif, spinaz his head, that's enough. I'm a rabbi, that's only if it's difficult for him and it's clear that he's trying to bend. Everybody could see he's working on bending down, but you know, if God intended for us to be able to touch his toes, he would have had our toes on our knees. And that's this guy's attitude. So what he can't get any further down than that. So Mamela, that's already, it's not the bending per se, it's the sign of Hakna'a. Hani Tamani, sir. I'm sorry, but I know you keep calling it 18 brochas in Shmon Esrei and so on. But last time I counted, there were 19. Shasrei have Om Reb Levi, there was an addition. The Anji Knesset HaGdola, and the Beit Hanit of Tefillah, was originally 18. And the Birchat HaTzedukim was Metukan later, against the outbreak of Minut that was having horrific implications for the political situation of the Jews and so on. So they were Metaken in Yavne, a new Brocha. Now you can't just be Metaken a new Brocha when we were Mesader the entire thing based on the specific Ramosim, and whether it's the Askarot and Kriyat Shema, or whether it's Havol Hashem B'nei Elim, or whether it's the Chulyas. I mean, Keneged Miti Kedua, where did they see that there was also a subsidiary Brocha? Omar Reb Levi, according to Reb Hilber, the Rishu Bar Nachmeni, who says it's Keneged the Tehillah, since it mentions an additional Shem Hashem, not the Shem Hashem Mamish, it says El HaKavod Yirim, Hashem Amayim Rabim, we added the El as one of the brachas. And then according to Rabbi Yosef, who holds that it's Keneged the number of Askarot in Kriyat Shema, but it's Keneged the Echad, because remember the Echad in Kriyat Shema is a reference to Yichud Hashem, we even call it Malchus and Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it too is part of our view of what Tefillah is, and of course that's very particularly Nagea meaning, because that's the union. There should be no other Kefir. That's one of the tainas of the Minim is that they're Kefir and Achdus Hashem, a pantheism with the Minas. L'Rab Tanchum, okay. Amri B'Shua Ben Levi, also it's connected to the spine. This would be connected to Chulya Ketana, Shebishidra, what we call the tailbone. So that's also a vertebrae, not a vestigial. The Minim are also vestigial in the end, so it's okay. Tan Rabban, Shimon Apakuli, he's there. So there are a number of different ways of learning this. Shimon HaPakuli, by the way, Pakuli means the cotton seller, the cotton grower. So Pakulot, or bales of cotton. Tote that bale. So he was the one who was Mesader the Brochas. Now the Shaiva is what precisely is meant by Mesader the Brochas. Some of the Rishonim learned that the Brochas, we know they were Metukanot originally by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And the precise gears was forgotten, and Shimon HaPakuli was a bulky gadol, and he gave us over the precise matzbeah bracha. Others learned that the brachot, in terms of their content, were there earlier from the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, but they weren't in any particular order. And he specifically was misader the brachot as we have them. So he is dear yudchet brachot, the Rav Gamliel al haseder, stressing al haseder b'yavne. But by the way, there was clearly another Shimon Pakuli who lived much earlier. And that's why there's some who want to taina that even though it says Rabbi Gamliel ala Seder B'Yavne, it's not referring to Rabbi Gamliel B'Yavne, which is something of a stretch. Because we know from other Gemaras that Shimon Pakuli was there by Rabbi Gamliel's grandfather's time. So there are others who say, look, there must have been two Shimon Pakulis. I mean, it's difficult to believe. He's got Seder B'Yavne, it doesn't mean. But Birkat Aminim was Mr. in Yavne by Rabbi Gamliel to Yavne. The other chart, they have to learn that Rabbi Gamliel happened to be visiting one day in Yavne. So he, what would he be doing in Yavne at that time? I mean, unless he was a member of Barnea's neighborhood. Possible. Omelem Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim. Nun yesh adam sheyodea letaken birkat hatzidukim, amat Shmuel Hakatan v'tikna. So Shmuel Hakatan was the one who was metaken birkat hatzidukim. All kinds of explaining why that for Shmuel Hakatan. The very interesting chat is that Lamaisa birkat haminim is mesirat din acharimim. When you meister Takarish Baruch Hu to do din on other people, so you have to be absolutely clear that you have no personal involvement in that. Because anybody, we've learned that from Sarah and Abram, she said Chamasi Alecha, when she dies younger. So somebody who has a tain on another person and tells Takarish Baruch Hu about it, he's nidan first. You got tainas on this guy, let's first take a look at you. If you're a good guy, then we can think about the other guy. And that, of course, is not a very good thing to do. So, Lomaisa Shmuel HaKatan, he was the one who was Kaveh B'chal HaMayra, Ben Toloi Vecha Al Tismach. So if there's anybody who should write Birkat HaMinim, that this cannot be a fanatic and personal hatred and so on, but it has to be for the Tzorchei HaTzibur, in which it's clear that Klal Yisrael requires this, instead of it being as it is, unfortunately, we see so often, it's just a gut reaction and trying to control information and making people believe life is the way you want it to be. And anybody who doesn't think that way is by definition a mean and gets thrown into Birkat HaTzedukim. So required Shmuel HaKatan to be metaken that bracha. The Shana Acheret Shakcha. Next year he was again in Yamna. They asked him to daven for the tzibur. He could not remember the gears of that bracha, from which the Rashba says, well, Mashmi shouldn't daven very often. And indeed, the Rishonim say he didn't daven. He rarely davened. He was Torato Umnuton, and he didn't daven. There are others who say, however, that the... No, I rarely davened, like we were with Shimon Bar Yochai. He said, Torato Umnuton, so Nabuchoyim and Tvila. But others say that the original bracha was never mitukan for anyone but the Shliach Tzibur. Because there was a mistake. So what, nobody davened? Nobody remembers. Mashman, nobody else could remember. Since he had never davened as a Shliach Tzibur for the year, he didn't remember. So now they ask him, remember, there was no Siddurim, nothing was printed, nothing was written. The Shliach Tzibur is supposed to remember special tefillahs of the Shliach Tzibur. This had been davened one time by him in history. He didn't remember. He's sitting there at the Omun, trying to remember how did it go. And people were getting awfully nervous. There were a lot of watches taken out on that day. But lo he'alu, they didn't take him. I remember that we call yored lifnei hateva, just go actually down the ma'amakim. They didn't take him up to get him out of there and put somebody else down in the pit, as they would say today. And so they needed him to actually rework it out. Now amai lo he'alu, but the question is why? Why? Why wasn't the very fact that he couldn't save Birkat HaMinim suspicious? If you have a chazan who makes a mistake, so we don't move him away from the tefillah. Some learn this means ein malinato permanently. But from that tefillah, we certainly don't keep people waiting. In which case, we would have to understand that nobody else knew the nusach obviously we're waiting for him. They had no replacement. Others learn, and this is how we pass it, we're not malice somebody permanently just because he stole Birkat HaTzidukim. But anyway, here, there's a special problem because a guy who cannot save, that's because he's talking about himself. And he can't get out the words. He feels, I'm going to curse myself, you know. I don't know how to say this problem. Let's skip it. I'll go to the next problem. If that's the Indian, by the way, then it explains why we're not chayish in other places. Let's say a guy doesn't say mechayamitin. He gets mixed up mechayamitin. Why isn't that an indication that he's a min? Doesn't believe in tchiyat hamitin. Because the point over here isn't what he says. I mean, anybody can lie about something about something. But you certainly want to say something that's a tefillah against yourself. So that we understand that he doesn't want to kilo be motzi a kolam mipiv on himself. Because chashidan sheva minu. So why didn't we send him away? What do you mean? He's the guy who made up the bracha. I mean, if he's no good, who is good? Shaini Shmuel HaKatan, the Iotikna. He was the one who was with the Kena bracha in the first place. So what? That was last year. This is this year. People change. You know, the Nechus Gilmohada, maybe he's changed his mind. Omar Abai is Abai. We have a Kabbalah. Have a lo havi bisha. Something good doesn't turn rotten. What? Velo vaktivu v'shuv tzadik b'tzidkatov v'asa abel. Now, obviously, there's such a thing, and it's a. The Rambam brings it. La halacha is possible. Yeah, but that's talking about where the guy Lamaisa started off as a rush. Then he did teshuva. So now we view him as a tzaddik. But if he goes back to Rishas, that we understand that could happen. When I said Bishar, something that was always good doesn't suddenly go sour. Tzaddik mikar lo. Hello, is that true? Doesn't it say al ta'amein ba'atzvachad yomotcha? We know Yochanan Kohen Gadol shimesh bekuna gedola shmonim shana. This guy was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Of the self Tzaddiki. What are you going to believe in yourself? So this now, there's a machlokus, by the way, who is Yochanan Kohen Gadol? There are many who taina that Yochanan Kohen Gadol is the Yochanan that we talk about, the name Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It references the father Matityahu. The Gra says it's his grandson. It's the son of Shimon ben Matityahu. Yochanan the second. So, and that's who we're referring to here, not the original Kohen Gadol, Matityahu ben Yochanan, who was a Kohen Gadol as well, was a tzaddik his entire life. Omer Abaye. So Abaye, well, you got to understand, this guy was also no good. This actually was Yanai. It was really a no good thing from the beginning. Who Yanai, who Yochanan? Rabbi says, what? It's different people. Yanai Uchud, Yochanan Uchud. Yanai indeed was a Russian Mikar. Yochanan was a Tzaddik Mikar. So Yochanan was a Tzaddik Mikar. So according to Abaye, okay, you could say that even though we know that Tava lo havi bish, but this guy wasn't Tava, he was always bish. But if you hold according to Rabbi, how are you going to explain it? I'm like, Rabbi, there's no problem. I don't know where you guys got this from. A Tzaddik Mikar, Nami Tima Adabe. Of course, a Tzaddik could become a Russian. So who ever heard such a thing? Oh, so how are you going to explain the fact that they didn't throw Shmuel HaKotan out of there when he couldn't do the bracha? See, okay, I'm by law school. Shiny Shmuel HaKotan, the article, but wasn't a special thing about Shmuel HaKotan. The Maizhi Shaya was, he said that Laminim lo dalti tikva. He said those words. Now he didn't remember how to continue from that point. And that would have been anybody. Because Rabbi Yom HaRabi, Tem Rabbi Yishuv and Levi says, Lo shana lo shalo yitchilba. When do we say we throw the guy out? Stopped if he didn't begin the bracha. If he started it, obviously, just got confused. Yitzchilba gomra. We give him a chance to continue. Now we have the 18 brachot. We know where they come from. The 19 brachot. We know where they come from. How about the idea of 7 brachot on Shabbat? Keneged me. Omer of Chalapta ben Shaul. The same Tehillah. Havol Hashem ben Eilim. Also talks about Kolot al Hamayim. You'll notice that there's 7 times we talk about Kol Hashem al Hamayim, Kol Hashem Irim. Those Kolot, Shamar David al Hamayim, are the ones that are Keneged Shabbat. And how about 9 Brochot on Rosh Hashanah? Keneged me? Omer Yitzchak demin Katrignin. Keneged Tisha Azkarot Shamar Chana Betfilata. The Yom Amar Barosh Hashanah Nifkeda Sarah Rachel Vechana. So since Rosh Hashanah is the day in which Chana was nifkedet, we look to her tefillah to insight about that day. In fact, if you take a look in her tefillah, she seems literally to be talking about Rosh Hashanah. She talks about Hashem Meimitu Mechayeh, Mori Shaol V'yah, Mori Shuma Ashir. Exactly what we say. That Rosh Hashanah, Mi Yechyeh, Mi Yamut. So she's talking about Rosh Hashanah. It's logical, therefore, that we should see in her tefillah remuzim to the Haskores that we should be masakin on Rosh Hashanah. How about what we do not do? The 24 different brachas that they used to say on a Tainas Tzibur. We no longer really have a Tainas Tzibur. What we call a Tainas Tzibur is really dinim of a Tainas Yochid, except for some small part on Tisha B'Av. But they had special tefillahs, 24 different tefillahs, brachas on the Tainas. Where did we get that from? Om Reb Chalbo Keneged Esrim V'Avar Rinanot Shamar Shalomo. When the day that Shlomo HaMelech needed to bring the Oren into the Beit HaMikdash, and there was a terrible problem on that day in which the Sha'orim refused to open, and he couldn't get the Oren in, he wasn't allowed to open the Beit HaMikdash, which was a pretty awful situation. All of Paul Yisrael was waiting there, they're waiting for the big moment, and the Sha'orim don't open, and so it was maskir now, 24 Renonims, and those are the different Lashonas of Tefillah that we find there in Shlomo's Tefillah, Rina, Tefillah, Bakash, and so on. So over there, we use that as things to say on a day like today. So, wait a minute, so you have to call Yom HaNaminim, Rina. I mean, if that's going to be now a model, why can't that be a model for every day? Look, when did Shlomo say it? Shlomo said it on a very special day, Yom HaDerachmi, when there was desperate need for Rachmi, Ananami B'Yom HaDerachmi Ani, we keep it for a special day of Tanis Avitzim. Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't have to say the whole Shemone Esrei, you can say Me'ein Shemone Esrei. What is that? Rav says, well, it's really 18 brachas, but you just say it really fast. Like we said before, the Baal Keri is Mikatzer. You say a couple of words of each bracha, and then you close the bracha. So you should say, it's interesting, it's a machlokas. Some say you say, Atah Chonein L'Adam Daz, Brokat HaShem Chonein HaDaz. Others say, you say, Choneinu Mi'itchak, Ochurbinu Vazad, Brokat HaShem Chonein HaDaz. In other words, Shailas, is it the Azkora of what it's about, or is it the Bakasha? It's actually machlokas we've shown you that needs to be mentioned together with the Chatima of the bracha. Shmuel says, no, it's one bracha. We take the entire middle section of the Shmone Esrei, right? And we're kolo, basically all 13 brachas, into one. And we say, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, Ladat Rochecha, Umoles Levavenu, so that's Das, and that's Tshuva, V'tislach Lanu, and that's Slicha, Liot Geulim, is Geula, V'chokeinu Makovenu, is Refua, Tashneinu B'dal Darzecha, is the Bakasha for Parnasa, here the problem is later on, is whether, what do we do about Gishomi, about the Tein Talamot, but we'll leave that for a moment. Which is Kinege the Tzedakah Mishpat, Al Rishaim Tanif Yadecha, Yisvachu Tzadike Bibinyan Irecha, Tikune Chalecha, Tzbichas Kerno David Avdecha, Arichat Nehel Ben Yishai Mishichecha, Terem Tinikra Tatameh, Uruchat Hashem Shomei Atvila. So include all of the brachot in Shomei Atvila. And why it Allah Abayi? Abayi would curse people. We do this quite often, actually, we know this. Liad Allah Abayi Aman the Matzei Abinim. Somebody who couldn't get his act together to daven a real Shmone Esrei and had to take the shortcut. Abaye did not like that. Some Tosis brings over here that some Gemaras, the Girsa is Aval Bederach Shor. Only if he does this as part of the norm. If he's on the road, there was a particular reason that he has to be Makatzer. And he says, I mean, they know certainly Abaye is not Liadam. Omran Ed, the Mishabura Lamaisa brings, we're not knowing to say the Halal Havinenu. Because again, it's the old story. I mean, what's the issue over here? That we're Torah, we're so Torah we never daven anyway. So we're going to say Havinenu, we're too Torah for Havinenu. So I mean, we might as well just sort of go through the motions, you know, the old answer. If we're going to actually take into consideration you're supposed to mean any of these things, then we'd really be in Torah. So, okay. that's the Chafetz Chaim support.
Even
the Torah of many bring that if it's truly B'Shas HaTchak, and if it's B'Chav and Havinenu, we should. Om Rav Nachman Am Rashba. Kol HaShana Kula Mitpalel Adam Havinenu. Chutz v'motzei Shabbat v'motzei Yamim Tovim. By the way, this is one of the reasons that some give for why we don't use Avinenu, because you have to work out. Sometimes you can't say Avinenu. You say Avinenu all the time, but you can't say Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yom Tov because you have to say Havdalah and Chonin Hadas. You don't have a Chonin Hadas. What do you mean? Says Rabbi Bar Shmuel. You can always make it a bracha. So make it a fourth bracha. I mean, look, it's not. That's so unusual. Rabbi Akiva anyway says you always say the bracha of Havdalah as a separate bracha after Akela Kadosh, before you start. This is the fourth bracha of the 18. And so we should do that too. Rabbi Eliezer says, you say it as part of Hoda'an. As Havdalah is part of Hoda'an. Do you do that all the time when you're not saying Avinenu? So now, because you want to say Avinenu, now we're going to follow Rabbi Akiva. Well, I don't know what the logic in that. So explain it to me. Why do you think we don't do like Rabbi Akiva? We don't do like Rabbi Akiva because my time alone being Rabbi Akiva. Because we found the way to parse our lives is into 18 pieces. There's no extra one, right? There's no 19, and there's 19 and not 20 if we have one. So Chatzrei Tikri. So that's the case. Did we ever see a broch of 8? Where's the broch of 8? First three, last three, bracha revi'it b'fnei atzma, and then Havinenu, 8 brachot, shomei atzvila. Where does it say that? Where do we find that that's a way in which we're supposed to be mityaches to things? That's the same thing over here. If we're not ready to say bracha revi'it b'fnei atzma all year round, it has nothing to do with saying Havinenu. There's no more an 8 bracha tvila than there is a 19 bracha tvila. Maskeflo marzutra. So I don't understand, why is everybody ignoring the obvious? I mean, Can't we simply, the same way we've managed to figure out all of the other things that need to be said in Shmoneh Esrei, stuck them into Avinenu, why can't we just stick it in? I mean, include it, v'nichla le'nichlal, Avinenu. So instead of just saying, Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu, say, Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu, I'm Avdol Ben Kodesh V'chol, and so on. I mean, that's what we do anyway. Crash. That's problematic. It's interesting that some of the Rishonim say that. Why? What's the answer? But the answer is, whenever we say kasha, it means it's not a catastrophic, it's not a fatal question. It's a question. But there's obvious possibilities that you could explore. Mm-hmm. One of those possibilities is that since each one of the particular things that we mention in Havinenu is in fact connected a full brach on a normal Shmoneh Esrei, the implication of including Hamavdo ben Kodesh V'chol would be that Hamavdo ben Kodesh V'chol is a separate brach. Therefore, what in incorporating it in Havinenu, you're doing worse than when you incorporate it in a Kenyan Adas. Because where you're davening and you're making clear what is a bracha and what is not a bracha. So then fine, you're not claiming that Havdalah is different than Das. But if you would put it in here, you would be defining the world in 19 ways instead of in 18 ways. You don't have a right to do that. Omer Abiyubi Barabai, Kola Shana Kula Mitpalal Adam Avinenu is another problem with Avinenu, which is that you might be able to do it all year, but you're going to have to take out the winter. By the time you take out the winter, if it's like Shabbos and Yantar and so on, you ain't going to have that much time left anyway to say Avinenu. Why do you have to take it out of the winter? You're going to have to say the Tain Talumatah Lebracha. Where are you going to fit that in? Why can't you just fit it in? You're saying basically the bracha of Nesinas Matar. So when, instead of saying V'dashneinu B'n'ot Arzecha Stam, add the Dachneinu Binota Tsecha, the Tainta Lumata. I mean, it's just such a complicated bracha already. I mean, people are going to go crazy. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. I mean, the guy's going to get confused. So how come you didn't say that before? With Abdullah B'Kanyan Adas? Nobody figured out you're going to get confused. They gave a whole fancy explanation, whatever. I mean, we did. They left with a kashi. It's the same thing over there. Others learn that this doesn't make any sense. We didn't give an explanation over there. All we said was kasha. So who's to say that we wouldn't have entertained this as one of the answers to our kasha? That you're saying, so why didn't you say it there? You say it only over here. Therefore, there's the yukim among quite a few of the Rishonim that in fact, according to Rabbi Barabaye, you do say Chonin Adas. You do say Havdalah in Havinenu in the place where you would say Chonin Adas. So we're asking him, so how come you allow, you only take out the Tain Talumatah, but you allow the Brach of Avinenu, and you say, Amad Ben Kodesh L'chol? So Mashmah at the Gemara now, if we follow Rabbi Barabaye, that there's a Man Yomer who says, you could say Avinenu on the Tzei Shabbos. Because otherwise this Gasha doesn't make any sense. And indeed the Gemara explains, why is there a difference? Because, Hatam Kivad Ha'akib B'Tchilat Siluta, over there you're starting off. And when you start off, you don't get confused. Because you know you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Mavdo Ben Kodesh L'chol, and then you go on, you say Avinenu, so that's not so confusing. But to figure out in the middle of Dachneinu V'dal Tatzecha, and then what? It's really confusing. So over there you could become Tarut. B'tchilat Tzluta lo Matrit. Ha'okar kimen da'ati b'emsa Tzluta Matrit. You're going to get confused if it's in the middle of your davening. Maski for Ravashi. So, what's the problem? Can't you just say in Shomea Tefillah? Say in Shomea Tefillah, which is the end. There's nothing to get confused about. And anyway, I mean, Omer Tanakh, Omer Rati, suppose you forgot to say Gvurot Kishamim B'Tchiyat HaMitim. So what do you do? Machzirim Oto. You have to go over your whole Shmoneh Esrei. But if you forgot She'ilah, B'Birkat HaShem, you didn't say B'Tein Talum Atar, Ein Machzirim Oto. You don't make him go back again because he can always say it in Shomea Tefillah. And if he forgets to say Havdalah B'Chonein Adat, also in Mazrin Oto, Mipnesh Yochol Omra Alakos. So meanwhile we see that there's nothing wrong in saying V'tein Talum Matar when you're holding by Shomea Tefillah. So how, I mean, there's no grounds therefore for Tiruf Adas, for Tiruf. It's like, Ta'a Shaini, what is he comparing me? Here you're talking about a case where a guy, the Maisa, did the wrong thing. So you're saying, if he did the wrong thing, he forgot, and B'diavad, he can make it up. That means we should be Koveyad in Shomea Tefillah. What's the matter with you? So since we have to be Koveyad B'Mekomo, We have no choice but to say it. By the way, there are indeed nuscha'ot ha-tfilah in which the nusach for the kayas and the nusach for the choref are totally different. Not just
Ve'ilot
ha-mizrach and some of the chassidim, completely different brachas. Because l'maisa, the Gemara is mashma over here that a person gets confused in changing the gears of the same bracha. You can't just throw in, is it the ten kalamatar, is it the ten brachas? I mean, and that's the source of all the confusion. Maybe it's a completely different bracha. It's a completely different bracha. Not inserting something. Because otherwise you could have the same tefillah by Avinenu as you have on your regular bracha. Bracha. Bracha.
That you have on your regular bracha.
Wow. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Good. Omer b'tam kom revati ta'av lo ishkid vrot ha-gashamim b'tiyat ha-mitim ma'zirin oto. She'ela b'brikat ha-shanim in Marzirinato, Rishiach lo omra b'shomea tfila, chonen adol b'chonen adas, he forgets also in Marzirinato, because he could always say it, al hakos. The problem is that there's another brayta that says, ta'av lo yizkir gvurot kishamim b'tiyat ha-medin Marzirinato, she'ela b'brikat ha-shanim Marzirinato. Here it says that he has to go back and say it again. Adol b'chonen adas in Marzirinato, Rishiach lo omra al hakos. How do you explain that contradiction? If you're in a tzibur, then you're a yochid davening with the tzibur. You do not have to go and say it again. Why is that? Tzibur, my time alone. Mishum tishama mishliach tzibur. The only difference between a tzibur and a yochid is in the tzibur. You're going to hear it from the shliach tzibur. So even if you missed it, you can be mechavik to the shliach tzibur. So how come we said the reason is because you can review it in shomea tefillah? You shouldn't send it because you're going to hear it from the tzas. So I mean, obviously that doesn't make any sense. Is that why it says in the Brisa, quote, because he can always say it again in Shomea Tfilah? Rather, new quote, what it really should say is, because he's going to hear it from a Shliach Tzibur anyway. So clearly that was not the point. In one case, it's talking about where he remembers before Shomea Tefillah that he forgot to say the Tein Talu Matar so that he can include it in Shomea Tefillah. The case that says Marzirino so he has to go back is talking about Hadithka Acharei Patar Shomea Tefillah. He remembers that after Shomea Tefillah, then, in fact, there's a problem. This is where he's going to be masked. Omer Rabbi Tam from Rabbasi, Omer Rabbi Shomei Levi, Ta'av, Lo Yizkir Shorosh Chodesh, Ba'avodah, Chozel Avodah. Someone who didn't say the Yalav Yavon on Rosh Chodesh goes back and starts again. Ritzeh Nizkar Bohodaah. He remembers during Modim. Chozer Lavodah goes back to Ritzeh again. Remembers in Sim Shalom. Chozer Lavodah again. Bim Siyem. If he finished his Tefillah, he has to start all Tefillah over again. Chozer LaRosh. Tosis, by the way, points out over here on Amud Aleph that the Hakpadah over here in the Gemara davening, going back, I mean, is there really a hakpadah on saying the tefillah again? Didn't we say halavai shepalel adam kol hayom anyway? I mean, what's so? Tosfos says that din of halavai shepalel adam kol hayom that Rabbi Yochanan said before does not mean, and I think our president raised this issue yesterday. And here's where we actually deal with it. Doesn't mean you can daven shmoneh esrei again. It means you can daven if there's a reason the Davish meant a suffix about somebody with Taya and so on and so forth. Then we said that Rabbi Yochanan holds Alavash Talel Adam Kalayon. But Lamaisa, when Shmuel says Posek Apilu Bemsa Tvilato, that's because you don't have a right for no reason to actually say the Seder of the Yutchet Brachot. Even the Geder Tvilat Nidavar. Tvilat Nidavar, where there's another reason. That's a sheet again. Hade Amran. When do we say a person completed his tefillah? He has to start over again if he left out Grot Shamim. Lo Amran Ella, you're talking about actually Yalav Yavav. Lo Amran Ella Sha'akar Raglav. This is only if he's moved his feet. It's an indication that he's finished. Lo Akar Raglav, he's still standing there. Then he could still go back to Ritzeh for Yalav Yavav. Omar Leh, that's a big Kiddush. Minolachar, where'd you hear that? Omar Leiter, Papa said, I heard it, mi Abba Mori, and Abba Mori mi Rav. So the source of Allah is Rav. It says, we're not going by Yitzchak, we got to zero in on this a little bit. When we say that if you moved, you have to start to feel over again, that's only if it's not your habit to say Takamunim after your tefillah. But if you normally continue to pray personal tefillahs that are not part of the Shemoneh Esrei after your tefillah, then you're still considered to be angry before Hashem, and you can go back to Avodah. Even after you walk. Now, this is not the way we pass. We pass him like the other gear said. The Ikri Amrin Rabbi by Yitzchak, which is the other direction. Hod Amran ki loa karag lav chozer lavoda. The idea of when you didn't move, even though you already completed your tefillah, you even said Yila Ratzon. So the chore is over. You said Yila Ratzon. But this is only if your minig is not normally to now say something else like Elokai, that we say afterwards. But if your rogil, so if your rogil lo matachanunim akatilato, then you haven't finished. Avoyimeno rogil lo matachanunim akatilato. It has nothing to do with moving your feet. It has to do with completing the Shemoneh Esrei. You would have said, you know, it's an imre fiend, I have no intention to continue. It's not the norm that you continue. Chozer l'rosh, even though you haven't moved.
He doesn't distinguish between the
Maira's
Yelad Yomar
and Maira's
and that's
Yelad
Yomar.
Yeah, but that's a different, that's for a different reason. Let's look at it. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, who said tefillah to kva, when you say kva, I mean, what exactly does that mean? You make your tefillah kva, isn't it a good thing to have a tefillah for your tefillah? I thought we said kva, anybody's kovea mekomo in the Beit HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamea, kva we said was very important. Avram went back to the place where he was mitpalel, Hashem Matsham Barishona, we brought a riot. What does it mean, tefillah to kva? Omer Yaakov Ari, the Omer of Oshia, it means that it's a burden. You relate to your tefillah as if it's, time for that again. All right. So in other words, you want to be yaitze, says Rashi. You want to be yaitze your tefillah. To be yaitze your tefillah, maybe you're yaitze your tefillah, but it certainly is not tachanuni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to respond to somebody who's going to be yotze his tefillah. So kva is begetter, as Rashi says, chok kavua. These are the rules, you got to follow the rules. Following the rules is the opposite of the nature of tefillah, which is rachamim. So that's one approach to kva. Rabbanan Amri, kol mi she'ino omra b'lashon tachanunim. It's somebody who doesn't say his tefillah like it matters. So even though he may not feel burdened by his tefillah, but if he can't say it, it makes a difference to him. There's no response, there's no emotional response. And there's no tachanunim, therefore there's no response to his tefillah either. He doesn't respond because the prophet doesn't respond. Rabbi Yonah learns that this is even if Tfilato is Doma Alav Kamasui. In other words, these are exclusive. According to the Rabbanan, there's both a Kula and a Chorma. In other words, if it's really rough for you to daven, you just want to be Yaitzik, but you define being Yaitzik with your davening, to have Kavana and to respond to your davening, that's enough. It's not a problem that you feel that it's a burden to daven. Okay, so that these are mutually exclusive shots. You can't say something new in your tefillah. So kva means you just follow the book. Okay, so we'll just go by the book. Going by the book is kva. There are three different elements. Kva in terms of the demands upon you, which people resent. They don't like scheduling. Kva in terms of your status quo emotionally. And kva in terms of going by the book in what you're saying. Reb Zera says, Reb Zera, let me explain. When we talk about Yochol L'Kadesh B'Davar, it doesn't mean you have to be Mechadesh B'Davar. It means you're able to be Mechadesh B'Davar. For instance, me. I could always be Mechadesh B'Davar. You know what? I can so be Mechadesh B'Davar that by the time I finish being Mechadesh B'Davar, I can remember where I was holding Shemoneh Esrei half an hour ago. Right. So I don't think it's a good idea for people like me to be Mechadesh B'Davar. Because Mistafina Dilma Matridna, I'm afraid that I'm going to get so into it. And now I'm not going to remember if I was doing it in this brach or was I doing it in Shemayat Tefillah. Maybe I finished out. It's been hours. And Abayin Baravin, Ruchanina Baravin, Namrit Abayin. You know what kva is? You got a minyan kavua. You don't. It always, your davening is always at 4 p.m. What's wrong with that? Because you're not being mitzvah and dumdumei chama. Remember we said that it's a mitzvah to daven with the sunset. And Reb Zera brought it from a pasuk. Yiraucha im shemesh. Rashi learns dumdumei chama in both directions. Early in the morning is the sun, is red as it's rising, and in the sunset time as the sun is setting. So you should be davening your tefillah in the morning with nates, and your mincha as the sun sets. So therefore, you shouldn't use your wristwatch. You should be using your sun clock.
Quarter of an hour before Shkia.
Yeah, well, that's movable enough. Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael, Layat Alavim Aravim Adamatzim Dumei Yechama. You used to get cursed out for that too. You can't win. But why is that? It's easy to miss davening. If you get a telephone call at the wrong time, this way, if you're always davening at 4 o'clock, there's always time to make up your davening afterwards. Lamaisa, many learn that it's brought as very cultivated yonim in terms of the union of Zman Minuch and so on, and Al-Pikabola, his Ratzon, that the Yerushalmi did not mean that somebody in Skoveya's tefillah at a time of like the president says 15 minutes before Shkia. It means somebody who pushes off to the very last minute where it's very easy, misses Zman Mincha. That's where Layatel of it. Certainly there's an Indian to not daven Mincha Gedela and to daven Mincha as late as possible, as long as there's no chance that you're going to miss it, because it's a very special Zman of Rosh. It's better to do it that way. Rav Yoshua Omer, Amalech b'makom sakana mitpalel tefillah k'tzara, and the Mishnah says, what's a tefillah k'tzara? B'chol parashat ha'ibur, whatever that means. What is that parashat ha'ibur? Omer pista omer maruf habak. I mean, we don't want to say openly that God gets angry at us, that we do averas. Those are all lashon ha'iburs. You know, evra is anger, and avera is avera. And we're also being avera drachim right now. So what should we say? So we ramis to it. We say the kol parashat ha'ibur. So it means afil b'sha'ah shata mitmalei alayhem evra. You're really mad. Kishal uvra. I mean, you're blown up. Or, man, you're screaming like a pregnant woman screams. I mean, her hormones really getting to you. Huh? That's it. A double play on words. You kol tzarkayem lefanecha.
Excuse me, why didn't he say v'avinenu?
Huh?
Why didn't he say v'avinenu?
It's too long. It's too long. We're talking about a sekana. You can't interrupt. There are some who say that in a place where you davened already, or even if you said already tefillat haderech, which we'll get to later, then there's no makom for this tefillah. This tefillah is only coming if you need to daven. But others learn that this is a special tefillah that one would say anyway, because it mentions this particular inyan of avera, evra. We know it's a shas din. Where is it? Makom sakana. So the person's charts, so to speak, are examined. He's goyim la'ayin bedine. So therefore he says, even if you're mitmalei al evra, or as Rav Kista Mamlukva, afilu b'shashem ha'ivrim al divrei teira, and you find this full of averas, which is another lashon of evra, you kol tzarcheihem lefanecha. Tan rabban, ha'ma'alek b'markam g'dei rechaya listim, rechaya b'listim, mitpalel tefillah k'tzara. We can do even better. We can get a more cut to tefillah k'tzara. You go from Shmon Esrei to Avinenu to the Tefillah Ktzara of the Chol Parashat Ha'ibur, and finally we get to the Lord's Prayer. Ezoi Tefillah Ktzara, Rav Eliezer Ona, Aseret Tzomcha B'Shamayim Mimal, V'tein Nachat Ruach B'Reyecha Mitachat, V'tov B'Einecha Aseh, Thy will be done. That's very interesting. Our Lord who art in heaven, I mean, it's mamish, this is like all the end of the Lord's Prayer. It's very interesting. This is what they focused on. Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomea tefillah.
Yeah,
you'd have to make up for it here. For some reason, it doesn't take the place. I'm going to have to leave you a few moments early because matzah baking calls.